It's your morning team show on WSGW.
Salt air and the rust on your door. I never needed anything more. Or whispers.
It's 8:42. With Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie, though Art's on vacation. As you're listening online at WSGW.com, listening on air at 100.5 and 790, maybe listening with Alexa and Siri. And of course, our studios that are sponsored by Stone Specialist, your direct source of granite quartz and marble countertops at stonespecialist.net. Recognize the voice?
I want to say yes, but I just can't place it.
That's Taylor Swift.
That's what I was
thank
gonna
you.
Guess.
All right. Yeah, all boy. Right. All right. Thank you.
And that's her new album that came out. She's again showing off her different musical talents. So the album Folklore, this is a song called August that we play in September. She has once again set another record. How many records does she have now?
Right.
She has Folklore, her latest album. Has spent another week at number one, so I guess she's tied a record doing so. I'm sorry. She'll probably break. Let's see what it says here. Folklore is on top of the Billboard 200 album chart for a sixth week. That means Taylor Swift has been number one across all seven of her albums for a total of 46 weeks, which ties Whitney Houston for the most weeks by a woman at number one on the Billboard 200 albums.
Wow.
How about that?
Huh.
Yeah, that's high praise.
That is.
With Whitney Houston, who had all those great musical albums. Mm-hmm. However, if she's to become the all-time leader, you'll appreciate this, Pat, the Beatles. Number one for 132 weeks with 19 albums. And okay. Taylor Swift right now is at 46.
All right, so she has a little bit of ways
she's got
to
a ways to go.
But hey, she's only 30 years old.
Yeah, if anyone's got a chance
she
to do it.
Yeah.
But that's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive at such a young age.
Yeah.
Although, again, she's been around now for what?
Decade?
Like 15, didn't she get a really big?
Oh, yeah, over a
15,
decade.
16, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She started making some noise.
Yeah.
Here's another entertainment story for you. This is, we're going to go to Hollywood now. Did you hear about this?
Hopefully the show's not going to self-destruct in 3 seconds. We're okay.
I think we're safe.
Okay, we're okay. All
right. This is a very recognizable Mission Impossible theme, which did start as a TV show, then moved into a movie, which is this is the movie theme, mm-hmm. which I loved. I thought they did a great job.
Me too.
Apparently Tom Cruise is coming back.
Yeah, whoa.
yes, another Mission Impossible. Remember, you know what number they're up to now?
Is this the sixth?
Seven.
All right. I lost track.
Mission Impossible 7. Tom Cruise has been spotted on location in Norway doing scenes involving a motorcycle, a helicopter, and a huge ramp running off a mountain. And Cruise is known for doing a lot of his own stunts.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He's known for just whatever role he has decided to do, he's going to want to be as authentic as possible. So, like, for instance, Color of Money, he learned how to play pool.
Really?
Yes. He's doing a lot of his own shots in Color of Money, for instance. Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I knew he got into the role of doing his own stunts, but I didn't know it got down to just basic shooting a pool.
Oh, yeah. Even in a movie like Cocktail, he learned how to... He watched bartending, and he also learned how to flip the bottles because he wanted to be able to do it on the screen. Didn't want to have somebody else do it.
So he's not acting. He's doing. So,
yeah, that's right.
So can he fly a fighter jet, too?
He at least went into was a passenger in them, right. But he is cool that he does a lot of, like you said, he does a lot of his own stunts. And what is he, 50, how old is he? 55, 56?
Look it up. He's old enough that he could have somebody else doing stunts for him.
Yeah.
Well, Mission Impossible 7, well, we verified Tom Cruise's age, is filming now and due for release November 2021.
Wow.
For those following the Mission Impossible franchise.
58.
Wow.
58 years old. Still doing, he's doing another Mission Impossible. Wow.
And also from the world of entertainment, and it's one of those situations. It's sad to know that this death has occurred, and I thought he deserves more attention, but not getting it, at least from, maybe I missed it, Kevin Dobson. Did you hear Kevin Dobson passed away?
No.
Yeah, 77 years old. I'd never say that he had huge leading roles, but he's one of those good supporting actors.
Yeah.
I remember him for many years on Kojak. He played Crocker. Remember
that's
Kojak?
Right.
Crocker!
Yes, right.
Yeah. Then the soap opera he starred in for about 10 years, for about 20 years he was on TV in one way or another. I remember him because he was in one of my favorite all-time, probably my all-time favorite movies, Midway. Telling the true story, the Battle of Midway, he played Ensign George Gay.
No.
Only
right.
survivor of Torpedo Squadron 8 from the USS Hornet.
Huh.
I
missed that over the weekend.
But yeah, just... there have been several actors that, and I don't know if it's just because of the world we're living in and all the attention being paid. Of course, politically, we know there's attention being paid. Certainly, protest, rioting, whatever you want to, you know, the different things there and COVID.
Right.
But I just thought Kevin deserved a little bit more attention.
Of course,
I want to make sure we give it a little bit.
Which soap was he in?
Was it One Life to Live? I'd have to look that up, too.
Okay. What you're saying is not one of your... Oh, wait, no. He was in Days of Our Lives.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Well...
Knott's Landing. Oh, wow.
I couldn't tell you any, because I never watched any soap opera, so I couldn't tell you. But I know that he was in there from the blurb I saw about him passing. Because I never knew that. I just, like I said, my big memories of him is, I'm with Kojak. So.
Right.
Anyway. A little world of entertainment news and information for you. Trying to keep things a little on the lighter side.